Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you owned some bullion-priced physical gold coins and bars a year ago, give yourself a pat on the back. Last week, I alerted you to how much the value of the U.S. dollar had fallen against most foreign currencies over the past 3 months. As bad as that news was, it was even worse for the U.S. dollar and almost all foreign fiat or paper currencies compared to gold for the year 2023. I track how the dollar, the euro, and 44 other national paper currencies perform over time against gold. These include currencies spent in 28 of the 30 most populous nations. For last year, 44 of these 46 currencies dropped against gold. The two that rose were the Colombian peso, up just over 10% to gold, and the Mexico peso, which rose 1.2% versus gold. Out of these 44 that declined in value versus gold, 7 did extremely poorly. Currencies from Russia, Pakistan, Egypt, Kenya, Turkey, Nigeria, and Argentina declined from more than 27% to almost 81% to gold. Another 23 currencies fell at least 10.5% to more than 18% last year. Among them were the U.S. dollar, down 13.7%, and those from China, India, Indonesia, Japan, South Africa, Israel, Ethiopia, Chile, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Bolivia, Malaysia, South Korea, New Zealand, Taiwan, Australia, Hong Kong, Philippines, Thailand, and Singapore. The euro and Canadian dollar fell more than 9% against gold last year. The British pound dropped 7.3%, and the Brazil real 4.1%, and the Swiss franc sank 3%. 1 year doesn't prove that owning a wealth insurance allocation in bullion-priced physical gold is a prudent idea, so I also updated my analysis of how gold has performed against the U.S. dollar, other major currencies, and major U.S. stock indices from December 31, 1999 to the end of last year. As measured in U.S. dollars, price of gold over the last 24 years rose 616%. That blew away the performance of the major U.S. stock indices. If you don't own physical gold yet, what are you waiting for? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.